The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. When fathers and mothers and teachers in school do not live by and teach the Bible to children, they give away the liberty of a nation. The end result? The people of the nation become slaves to a dictator. Noah Webster, the premier educator of our early republic, summed it up like this. He said, "All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible." Let's continue the story from the book, Why God Birthed America. In 380 AD, the church compromised the Bible and began to listen to Satan's lie that the church was missing out on a lot of talent that could be very entertaining in their meetings, if only they weren't so narrow. And then, of course, there was the matter of income. Didn't the church need money for all the good things it was trying to accomplish? There were lots of good people out there who would be glad to contribute if only they could have a little say in what direction the church should go. Other organizations seemed to thrive without demanding such a strict standard from their members. Surely the church could too. And weren't the times different now than when Jesus had been on earth in the first century? This was late in the fourth century. Surely by now some changes were in order. Why should only the Bible be looked to as the rule of practice in the lives of church members? Thus, with his deceit, Satan convinced church leaders they should take the world into the church. The Roman emperor had all his citizens baptized into the church, and the church's number soared. Now the church was popular and wealthy. It was rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing except power. The power was now gone. Soon the power to overcome sin was a lost experience. The power to command Satan and his host was gone. He doesn't take orders from within his own ranks. He gives them. The ability to move God by prayer was gone from all but a handful. That few maintained their purity before God, and through them He continued to walk in this world. But most were swept away by the compromise, and within a generation or two, the knowledge of God and why He had made man was lost to the church. And mankind began to sink into the mire of unbelief. Separated from the source of knowledge and wisdom, mankind quickly lost ground in education. From the year 380 to 1380, fewer and fewer people learned to read. Ignorance and superstition reigned. Mankind went backwards in every area of civilization. Science advanced very little. Medicine retreated into superstitious treatments that resulted in the average life ending by 35 years of age. Economic life was stifled, causing widespread poverty. There were a few super wealthy land barons, but the average person barely kept soul and body together. Most governments were controlled by the few, while the many were greatly oppressed. Class systems, which always develop when the selfish nature of man is allowed to reign freely, suppressed everyone not born to nobility. The common man was a slave. Mankind could hardly have been in a worse state. But God had a plan. He saw in His mind a different kind of nation just down the roadways. However, a tremendous price would be paid to give birth to that nation. Are you teaching God's story about the birthing of America? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order a copy of Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.